Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And once again, good morning, listeners, and good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Kerry. Long distance.
Long distance. We're socially distancing each other during this time right now, and miss seeing you in the studio here, my friend, but very soon we'll have you back in.
Looking forward to it.
We are talking about something that is very relevant in today's times, and we're talking about the influenza of 1918.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of timely. We had an influenza epidemic called the Spanish flu back in 1918. A lot of people are talking about it, and it was certainly something that was very, very deadly in the United States. A lot of people don't know it. An Italian word for influenza, it's an Italian word meaning influential, meaning that people were more influential in getting this thing. And people believed that at that time, the flu came from an influence of the planets, the stars, and the moon. And these viruses morphed over time, as they do today. And, you know, typically, Terry, we have flu viruses that infect up to 20% of Americans every year, 200,000 every year in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And we generally lose about 36,000 people across the country to the flu. But this flu, this one that came out in 18, was the single deadliest flu pandemic in history. And it was known as the Spanish flu. And there was neither any treatment nor vaccine. They thought, again, like with the current situation, it may have originated in China. But the very first outbreak in the United States occurred near Fort Riley, Kansas, March 11th, 1918. Hours after the first soldier reported sick, we had a dozen more in the infirmary. And by the end of the very first day, we had hundreds of soldiers ill. And within 1 week, 500 had come down with the fever. Some soldiers felt fine in the morning, died by nightfall. Hmm. And it was so prominent in Haskell County, Kansas, near that southwest corner near Oklahoma and Colorado. There was a ranch there that had a lot of pigs, and people around the ranch were just falling down with this thing. And they really thought that the one possible influence of it was that there was 17 bird species, including sandhill cranes and mallards, that flew around this part of Kansas. And between the droppings of the birds and viruses from birds and viruses from humans, when you have a bird virus or a human virus and it gets into a pig cell, these things just morph. And it's like a deck of playing cards when you shuffle it. You never know what type of virus is going to come out. And that was the first outbreak, the first recorded notice anywhere in the world of this unusual influenza that had happened in 1918. And it was deadly. Just deadly.
Well, it's important to know our history, and it's important to know what happened back then, and which is awesome about the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center is you guys have so much information. If those want to support, if our listeners want to support you guys, how can they do that right now?
Well, you can go to our website at fdhoc.org and see all sorts of interesting things. You know, we're not silent and we're not still. We're still going to scheduled programs for this summer and this fall, so we got some exciting things coming up.
Awesome. My friend, we'll talk to you next week.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.